Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos just told us he got the injection yesterday. What went into the decision to do that?
I'm trying to do whatever it takes to come back as soon as I can. You know, without it, it didn't feel like it was not trending in the right direction. It was always trending in the right direction, but it didn't feel like I could get back sooner rather than later. And with the injection, they said that there's a possibility that could happen. You know, I believe in the trainers. I trust them and what their input is. And we went and got it done. You know, the trainers are working extremely hard to try to get me back on the field.
24 hours or more later, how much different does it feel?
Yesterday, I would say 24 hours, it's better. It's definitely better. It's hard for me to put a number. The trainer keeps on asking me, oh, how much better? And it's hard for me to say 5, 10, 15, 20%, you know? It's definitely better. That's all I can tell them. And I can move around a little bit more than I did a couple of days ago. I can tie my shoelaces somewhat okay. It's moving along. Something I never really had, like something like this. So yeah, I'm just playing it day by day. Like when we say I'm day by day, I truly am. I feel like I'm day by day. I hate not having cleats. You know, I hate not being able to be available for my teammates. And hopefully I can, if I wake up tomorrow and say, man, I'm good to play. And it'll be a decision between the manager, the trainers, and myself. If I'm available early or in the middle of the game, or if not, then we'll see Sunday.
What is sort of the goal or the intention of a facet shot? Is it pain management, inflammation, all of the above?
A little bit of all of the above. I think it's to numb it down, to stop swelling, to put me in a place where I can tolerate the pain. But most importantly, to try to get me back as fast as I can. And people have had great results with it, so hopefully I'm on the side of the good results.
How did you feel today?
I felt like I wasn't as timid, you know. I wasn't really babying it as much as I thought I was going to. It was one of those where you take one swing and it's like, okay. Take two more swings and you find a little bit of comfort. So yeah, I'm moving forward. So today I'll go home tonight and get some treatment and go to sleep saying to myself that I made some improvement.
Carlos called it a facet injection, which yeah. I guess it's different than cortisone, because if you get cortisone you generally have to rest a few days.
Mike, if I tell you exactly what I got, I'll lie to you. I trust the trainers. They say go to the hospital, and we went to the hospital, and the doctors told me the name, and I don't know exactly what I got.
Yesterday, before the game.
Yeah. So it's one of those where If I tell you exactly what I got, I'll be lying.
You're still confident this is something that once you're better. It's not something you're going to have to address again in the office.
That's what everybody says. Yeah. You know, that's what everybody says. Like, oh, this is something that once he heals, and once this shot works, you don't have to even think about it again. And that's what I believe, you know, that's the great results they have had. So hopefully I'm that side, you know, where people have great results and they don't have to worry about it again. You know, my images in the first day, they look great. People keep on telling me your spine looks fantastic. Everything looks fantastic. For a baseball player, everything looks fantastic. And I'm like, well, all I see is black and white. So I guess it is good. But, you know, we just go from there.
What was the actual diagnosis they offered?
That I have?
Yeah.
They said that everything looks structurally fine.
Right.
And they couldn't really pinpoint, like, the one thing that was hurting. That's why we went and got the facet shot to rule that out, you know, to try to rule out that it's not something there that they're not seeing. And as of right now, I've improved, so maybe that's what it is.
You said once it improves, once
the back.
Yeah. Just the back generally, the soreness generally, once that improves, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Does it kick in just in the 24 hours, or is it like a progressive thing where you might feel better tomorrow or the day after that?
So I have had multiple, people have told me multiple things. I've had the one that if you inject it in the right place, it goes away right away. Other people have told me that it might take 2 to 3 days. Other people have said in a week you feel good, and then in 2 weeks it's like completely gone. And other people said that you wake up one day and you don't feel a thing. So I'm hoping it wasn't the first one. It wasn't the one you hit it and you're just gone.
Right.
So, but I'm hoping it's one of those. At some point he's gonna heal.
Is any part of you getting a little worried, regardless of whether it's for health reasons or just for, like, when can I get back reasons, just with the season starting to get short here?
Not worried, but antsy. You know, I believe in what the guys have. The guys have scored a lot of runs in the past 4 games. They have played extremely well. And I believe in what we have. I believe I've always said that what Stern and Mendy and that group put together since day one, I believe we have what it takes. It's not something that one player gets out and it's just like, you know, I still believe in what we have. And see, I want to be there. You know, I want to be there. I even have a whistle in the dugout. You know, I've never had a whistle. I don't know what else to do. So I'm just like trying to figure ways to engage myself and be with the players. And hopefully I get better soon.
Was it harder to watch tonight, given how they've scored a lot of runs without you this week, but until tonight was a little bit more difficult to be on the bench for a loss?
No, I'm there with the guys, you know, and we're going to win some, we're going to lose some, you know, it's the guys were giving everything they had, you know, and the Phillies are really good, they're a really good team, so they made the adjustments coming from yesterday to today, and they beat us, they played better than us today.
All right, did you only take swings from the right side today?
I took swings from the right side, correct.
All right, what's the significance of that?
What
is it? Is it harder from the left side in your current state?
I just swung from the right side. The left side is, you know, this is the front side, so I just took little by little, step by step.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.